Over the past few years, I have occasionally written commentaries for Tri-States Public Radio, but only when an issue bothered me so badly I was compelled to weigh in on it. Apparently, listeners appreciated the positive messages I tried to convey as I was invited to contribute more commentaries, but this time I was given scheduled dates for them. One of those dates is today. I've had weeks to come up with a topic, but there are so many issues bothering me that I didn't know which one to pick. Immigration, the separation of families, the nominee to the Supreme Court, gun violence, climate change, trade wars, Russian election interference, the Mueller investigation, an unstable president who was one tweet away from starting World War III, abortion, voting rights, gay rights, civil rights, women's rights, human rights, the right to drink safe drinking water, education, affordable health care, taking a knee, racial profiling, Catholic priests, the Me Too movement. Oh, and here's the one that really gets my blood boiling, Western Illinois University's withdrawal of funding for this radio station. I do my best thinking while out riding my bike. I live on a farm and have miles of traffic-free country roads where my mind can work out ideas while I'm working out my body. So to home in on a topic for this commentary, I headed out on my bike. Each time I settled on a single issue, crafting the story in my head as I pedaled, my outrage only grew. Outrage over injustice, incivility, oppression, deprivation, divisiveness, and more. As I thought about each issue, it became so complex it would require a podcast series worth of airtime. Worse, my ruminations exploded into a mushroom cloud of emotion. My anger turned to rage, my vocabulary filled with profanity, and my heart ached so badly over my impotence to fix all our broken systems that I had to scrap every one of my ideas. This happened 3 days in a row, but each day I stopped thinking and started observing the things around me. Soybean fields turning from green to yellow, butterflies fluttering above the roadside clover, pristine red barns, a farmer on his combine harvesting his corn in artistic rows, horses grazing in a pasture, a hawk silhouetted against the sun, maple leaves rustling in the breeze. There was so much beauty right in front of me. As I continued to focus on this pastoral beauty, my anger and despair softened into a state of near bliss. According to science, my lightened mood was no accident. A number of studies, as outlined by Jill Setti in Greater Good magazine, prove that being in nature decreases stress, makes you happier and less brooding, relieves attention fatigue, increases creativity, may help you to be kind and generous, and makes you feel more alive. Research also shows that spending time in nature lowers your blood pressure and heart rate, relieves muscle tension, and decreases stress hormones. An article on the CRC Health website states that nature leads to a sense of spirituality and an appreciation for powers larger than oneself, reminding us that individuals are part of the larger whole. In a world bogged down by social pressures, standards of conduct, and the demands of others, nature gives people a chance to appreciate a grander sense that the world is meaningful. These are not new revelations. The importance of being in nature has long been documented. Albert Einstein said, "Look deep into nature, and then you will understand everything better." Naturalist John Burroughs wrote, "I go to nature to be soothed and healed and to have my senses put in order." I'm not alone in feeling overwhelmed by all the negativity out there. There has been a huge uptick in anxiety and depression caused by the current state of political affairs. Recent statistics from the American Psychological Association show that 59% of Americans say that the United States is at the lowest point they can remember in its history, and 63% say the future of the nation is a significant source of stress. It's vital that we don't allow ourselves to be consumed by this stress. So I would add to Burroughs' message, we go to nature to restore our well-being, to have the ability, fortitude, and clarity we need to put our country, our democracy, our whole messy world in order. So take a break, get outside, exercise, pay attention to the beauty around you, spend time in nature. The benefits reaped are an important step toward tackling that long list of issues and finding the solutions we so desperately need. Now, if we can just find a solution to funding Tri-States Public Radio.